Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and this is Reblog. Reblog are special episodes of the 80% podcast. It's when I read selected articles from my personal finance blog and website, Ready to Be Rich, which you can find at fitzvillafuerte.com. Today, I'm reading the article entitled, How I Invest and Manage My Finances When the Stock Market is Down. I've been investing since the early 2000s and I've experienced how volatile the market can be. One of the worst downtrends I've seen happened in 2007 to 2008 during the US subprime mortgage crisis. Moreover, the past decade hasn't been that great at all, with the Philippine index moving like a roller coaster and then going sideways in recent years. Plus, at this moment, global indices including the PSEI are massively down. Many have asked me for advice on what they should do with their investments. And today, I'm telling you my general investing strategy when markets are on a downtrend and there are no clear signs of when it will reverse. The importance of financial goals. It is during these times that one realizes the importance of having smart financial goals, particularly having a target amount and knowing when you'll need to get the money from your investments. I could never say it enough. You need to have a goal before you invest, because without a goal, you'll never be able to come up with a good investment strategy, much less choose the best investment for you. Thus, when markets are on a downtrend, the first thing I look at are my financial goals. And to make it simple enough today, let's just put them into three groups: short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. Long-term goals. These are my financial goals that I want to achieve 5 years or more from today. More often than not, I'm doing cost averaging to build the future value of my long-term investments. Cost averaging is a passive investing strategy, which means I just continue investing on schedule, regardless if the market is down or up. Medium-term goals. These are financial goals that I plan to achieve within 3 to 5 years from today. Most likely, the money is in a moderate risk investment. In this case, it's now important to consider what's causing the downtrend. More specifically, I'd have to determine what's the most likely scenario for the next 3 years. If the cost of the falling prices can be resolved within a year, then I won't change anything and just continue on with my investing strategy. However, if the downtrend would most likely continue for more than a year, and the immediate outlook is bad, then I'd most likely wait for the next price rally to sell and redeem my investment. After cashing out my investments, I'll probably just hold on to the money in a savings account or put it in a low-risk investment. Lastly, because my money is no longer growing at a rate that I expected, I'll then evaluate my financial goals. I'd try to determine how much additional cash I'd need to earn to eventually reach my target amount. Short-term goals. These are financial goals that's happening within 2 years or less. My money would definitely be in a low-risk investment like a time deposit or money market fund. It's rare for these low-risk investments to be significantly affected by economic downtrends. For the most part, you'll just see them growing less or simply going sideways. In this case, I don't really touch my money here. I'll just let it sit and wait for the time to redeem it and use it for my financial goal. My investing strategy in a downtrend market. To summarize, I normally just stay on course with my investing strategy for my long-term goals. Then, I make sure that the money for my short-term goals are in a near cash or low-risk investment. Furthermore, I keep myself updated of what's happening, so I can determine what I should do with my medium-term investments. If I should redeem it when prices temporarily go up, or just hold and ride through the volatility. Above all this, I also put effort in finding opportunities. I look for ways to earn extra money, possibly create a new source of income, because I might need additional cash flow if the downtrend continues for more than a year or two. Lastly, I always remind myself that what happens in the global economy is beyond my control. And it's the same for the local economy. There's nothing much I can do if it chooses to go down. But I will always have control over my personal economy. I can be proactive and minimize my spending and create additional income. And I know that doing so will greatly help me in surviving any global or national financial crisis.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.